Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end. And a State Department delegation is headed for an East Asian security meeting in Singapore, where the North Korean nuclear situation will likely be discussed. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the delegation includes Defense Secretary Robert Gates, as well as members of the National Security Council.
Deputy Secretary Steinberg is leading an interagency delegation to the region because we also want to visit with our partners and explore options and approaches directly with them.
North Korea continued its international saber-rattling earlier today by reportedly test-launching a land-to-air missile with an estimated 100-mile range. Meanwhile, a U.S. official said initial tests came back inconclusive on whether North Korea had detonated a nuclear device on Monday of this week. However, other sources within the U.S. government say yes, in fact, it was a nuclear test that was conducted underground just a number of days ago. Nonetheless, State Department spokesman Ian Kelly, who you heard from just a moment ago, says the obvious goal here is for the U.S. and its allies to get the Korean Peninsula denuclearized.
Our bottom line is that we want to denuclearize Korea. A denuclearized Korean Peninsula. And this will benefit, we believe, not only the people of North Korea, but also the region and the entire world.
Elsewhere, United Nations human rights investigators are heading to the Middle East to probe the three-week offensive Israel launched against Gaza last December. The four-member team is expected to be in the region most of next week. A spokesman says team leader and South African Justice Richard Goldstone has written to the Israeli government several times and is hoping to get a positive response. Earlier this month, Goldstone said he was hoping to visit Gaza and southern Israel and hold public hearings to determine whether any war crimes had been committed. He said Israel has not responded to the team's request to enter the country, but they were prepared to get there via Egypt's Rafah crossing if necessary. Still not clear which way the team is entering Israel. Meanwhile, a new Quinnipiac University poll indicates that American voters, at least at this point, like President Obama's choice of Judge Sonia Sotomayor as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. The poll shows 54% in support of the pick, with 24% opposed and 22% still undecided. Democrats support Sotomayor's nomination by an 81-3% margin, while Republicans oppose the pick 46-26. The poll surveyed more than 1,400 registered voters nationwide and has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.6%. It was national security of another kind that had President Obama focused on Friday morning, cybersecurity, and what he says is our inability to keep up with the threats that endanger our infrastructure. As a result, Obama says he's ready to appoint a cybersecurity czar.
I'm creating a new office here at the White House that will be led by the cybersecurity coordinator. Because of the critical importance of this work, I will personally select this official. I'll depend on this official in all matters relating to cybersecurity. And this official will have my full support and regular access to me as we confront these challenges.
Obama says it's vital to get up to speed on cybersecurity, and he says we're a long way away from that right now.
It's also clear that we're not as prepared as we should be, as a government or as a country. In recent years, some progress has been made at the federal level. But just as we failed in the past to invest in our physical infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, and rails, we failed to invest in the security of our digital infrastructure.
But Obama says this effort to make our infrastructure more secure through better cybersecurity will not mean an intrusion into Americans' privacy online.
Let me also be clear about what we will not do. Our pursuit of cybersecurity will not include, I repeat, will not include monitoring private sector networks or internet traffic. We will preserve and protect the personal privacy and civil liberties that we cherish as Americans.
Moving on to the beleaguered auto industry now, the United Auto Workers Union ratifying Friday a new contract with General Motors. Union President Ron Gettelfinger says the agreement was ratified by a large percentage.
And we did have a 74% ratification vote, both in production and in skilled trades.
Gettelfinger said many sacrifices have been made by both active and retired members of the union in order to reach the deal, which he called difficult and challenging. But in the end, Gettelfinger says he thinks this is a good deal for both the workers and it's good for GM.
And we are satisfied that we've done the right thing here to give us a lifeline at General Motors to move forward into the future until this company can rebound.
But while the union might be cautiously optimistic, investors are not. The lowest closing price for GM stock in nearly 80 years, falling 37 cents on Friday to just 75 cents a share. Still on Wall Street, a pretty good day. The Dow up 97, the S&P 500 up 12, the Nasdaq gaining 23 points, Oil higher by another $1.23 to $66.31 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol steps, taking a look at Nancy Pelosi's spat with the CIA. We'll also get some insight on the president's desire for better cybersecurity for our nation's infrastructure. And when we come back, what's the story with Judge Sotomayor on the issue of abortion? That's what we'll ask after the break. Stay tuned.